Just after sunrise, the USS New York sailed into the city. It was greeted by hundreds of onlookers. The ship's bow contained 7.5 tons of steel from the World Trade Center, as well as the images of the Twin Towers in its stern. Almost 15% of the crew is from New York State. Members of New York's police, fire and ambulance services saluted the ship as the New York came to a stop and fired its guns. Many came here to remember the events of September the 11th, 2001. Grace Crowley and Peter Capretta folded a flag to remember fallen friends.
Just the people need to remember every day. And they need to teach their children.
Bill Jennings, a veteran, says he thinks it's fitting that the steel from the World Trade Center ruins is now being used to defend America.
Knowing that there is 7 tons, almost 8 tons of steel from that happening that day, it makes me proud.
The U.S. New York sailed all the way from Louisiana, taking 2 weeks to reach Manhattan. Allison and David Sanderson traveled from New Orleans. David Sanderson inspected the ship for the Navy before it set sail. He says those who built the ship knew it was a special project.
It was amazing because, you know, we handled the steel, you know, like kids with kitten gloves. I mean, it was really neat. You could just feel the sense of pride in everybody that built the ship.
The ship will be officially commissioned on Saturday, and it will be open to the public for several days. People in New York will be able to see up close the ship that bears the city's name. Nathan King, VOA News, New York.